to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and today I'm here with Mark Coker from smashwords.com, which is very exciting for me. Mark's over in Australia for the IF book, Future of the Book, so welcome Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh good, well maybe you can just start by telling us a bit about Smashwords. So who are you and what is Smashwords?
Who am I and why am I here?
Yes.
Well, Smashwords is an ebook publishing and distribution platform, so we help independent authors and publishers all around the world quickly, easily, and freely publish and distribute ebooks.
Fantastic. So maybe you could explain a bit about why you started Smashwords, because you're an author too, you're an indie author, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, about 6 years ago, my wife and I published, or actually we wrote, a book called BoobTube. It's a satire on the daytime television soap opera industry. Mm. And we did what every good author is trained to do. We hired professional editors and proofreaders and did multiple revisions and multiple rewrites until we thought the book was just perfect. And then we shopped it around to agents, and we were lucky enough to have one of the top literary agencies in New York City offer us representation. And so for 2 years, they shopped us around to all the New York publishers of commercial women's fiction. And after 2 years, they were unable to sell the book. And the general thread of feedback that we received was that the publishers questioned whether or not there was a large enough commercial market to justify them taking a risk on the book. So as you might imagine, that was a frustrating experience after we had spent thousands of hours writing this book that we really believed in. So, you know, like any self-respecting author, I decided it wasn't my fault. And I thought, well, you know, the publishing industry is broken.
As we all know.
So, seriously, it helped me realize that that publishers are unable to take a risk on every author. They're running a business, so they need to acquire titles that they think have commercial appeal. The problem, though, is that publishers are unable to accurately predict which books will sell and which books won't. Mm. So they're making their best educated guess. They're buying good books, trying to turn them into great books, and they do a good job of that. But still, it's ultimately the reader that decides whether or not that book is going to sell. Mm. So I thought, well, here's a big problem in need of a solution. We've got hundreds of thousands, millions of authors around the world who poured their heart and soul into their book, and they're never going to be able to sell that book to a commercial publisher because the publisher won't see the commercial potential. So I thought, well, what, you know, my background is in Silicon Valley, and I thought, well, you know, there's a technology solution to this problem. Mm. I thought, what if I could create an online publishing platform that would allow any author anywhere in the world to upload their book as a Microsoft Word file and have it published instantly as a multi-format ebook. So that was the idea behind Smashwords. We let the author set the price and let the readers decide if that book is worth reading. Mm. So you know, the idea was, let's disintermediate the publisher. Mm. Let's remove the publisher from the publishing decision. Let authors publish what they want. Let readers read what they want. Mm. And then we also decided, let's turn the compensation model, the traditional compensation model, upside down. Mm. Rather than the author earning you know, a maximum of, you know, 15% on the sales of their book, let's give them 85%. Let's give them 85% of the net, and Smashwords will take 15% of the net. So that's what we did. We launched that 2.5 years ago. In the first year, we published 140 books. By the end of the second year, 2009, we were up to 6,000 books. And then this month, October 2010, we're now doing over 21,000 books, serving over 9,000 authors around the world.
Fantastic. And that's a really good point, because it's around the world, isn't it? We're here in Australia.
Yes.
Australians can publish, and you know, people in England, people in Mongolia can publish on Smashwords.
Yes, definitely. I don't know if we have any from Mongolia.
No, well, you know, we have to get some Mongolians.
Yes.
Mongolians,
get online. Yes. but no, I think that's really important, because when I first had my book out a couple of years ago and found you, and it was that there were, Kindle wasn't allowing international authors, and you know, some people still aren't allowing international authors. So Smashwords was one of the first, which is excellent. And of course, Amazon Kindle still pay by check. Can you believe that? To international authors.
Okay.
You guys do PayPal,
yes,
which is excellent, everyone. Okay, so what I wanted you to do was to inspire people with what is happening in the world of ebooks at the moment that authors can take advantage of. You know, what's going on? Because it changes every 5 minutes. So give us a brief overview of what's going on right now.
Well, so much is going on. First, let's talk about what's happened to the market in the last few years.
Mm.
3 years ago, in the United States, ebooks accounted for 0.5% of all trade book sales.
Mm.
So they really didn't matter.
Yeah.
This year, for the first 5 months of 2010, ebooks account for 8.5%
wow.
of all book sales in the U.S., according to the Association of American Publishers.
Yeah.
So that's just amazing. And that's up from 3% in 2009.
Mm.
So, you know, a lot of folks expect that when a market grows, it grows linearly, you know, straight line. But what's happening with ebooks is it's gone exponential.
It's the hockey stick.
Yes, it's the hockey stick. And, you know, we don't know where that stick is going to end up. Ebooks might max out at 15%, 20%, or they might surpass
50%.
90%. Or 90%. Well, I think reading is moving to screens.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
So I think in the next 5 years, we're going to see ebooks account for over 50% of all book sales. So it has some very exciting implications for independent authors.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, in the traditional print publishing world, if you want to reach a lot of readers, you need to work with a traditional publisher, because the publisher controls not only the printing press, but also the access to retail stores, the access to brick and mortar retail stores. But another big trend that's happening, and I've been talking about this a lot here in Australia, is that more and more book buying is moving to the web. And that's both print books and ebooks. And as book buying moves to the web, the publisher, the traditional publisher, becomes less important because they no longer have sole access to the distribution channel. So now an independent self-published book, whether print or ebook, can appear on the same virtual shelf of the Barnes & Noble or Amazon bookstore as the traditionally published book. So that's a really exciting trend that's taking place. So ebooks have really democratized access to the distribution channel. If you look at all of the major retailers of ebooks, they are anxious and eager to carry independent self-published ebooks. So this is just, it's a massive, massive change, because, you know, just 10 years ago, a self-published author would never be able to get into a traditional bookstore.
No, that's interesting. You, just to bring that up again, you said that traditional publishers are wanting indie authors.
Traditional retailers.
Traditional retailers, okay.
Right.
Want indie authors because
right.
they can just take money out of that, from basically.
Well, I think retailers have always wanted to offer their customers the greatest possible selection of books.
Mm.
But a brick-and-mortar retailer is limited just by physical space.
Yes.
They can only list, you know, or carry 10, 20, 30, 50,000 titles, 100,000 titles in a single store.
Mm.
Not to mention the expense that they have to go through to form a relationship with every author. It's just practically not possible for them.
Mm.
But in the online world, when you're running an online ebook store, you have virtually unlimited shelf space.
Mm.
So now you have a situation where Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Sony, Apple, they want as many books as possible. They welcome the self-published author. You know, the self-published author you know, won't necessarily sell as well as some of the big name authors, but they're, you know, they represent the long tail. They still in aggregate represent a huge profit opportunity for the retailers. And tomorrow's bestsellers are probably going to come from independent authors. So the retailers understand that and have really embraced independent authors.
Mm. No, and it is a fantastic time to be an author with ebooks out there. Well, let's just talk about about the when you put your ebook up there, whether it's on Smashwords or on Kindle or one of these places, it doesn't automatically just fly off the shelves, does it? The digital shelves, you know. And some people say, "Oh, they're not making much money from ebook sales. What's the point?" So, what do you say to those people? Like, how do they actually get their ebooks to sell?
Well, I can talk about the process at Smashwords. So a book is uploaded to Smashwords as a Microsoft Word file formatted to our requirements, and then it undergoes a manual review process. And if we accept the book into our premium catalog, and we're looking at mechanical requirements only, once we accept the book into the catalog, we then distribute it to our retailers. So to Barnes & Noble, Sony, Kobo, Apple, Diesel, and others coming soon. And then it's just a matter of being patient. When your book lands at a new retailer, you need to think of it as a seedling, as a fragile little seedling, and it's the author's responsibility to get out there and market the book and nourish that book and send customers to that book so that the customers can purchase the book, which helps achieve sales rank, and so that the customers can leave positive reviews. And if your book resonates with the readers and you can earn positive reviews and earn positive word of mouth from the readers, then sales rank increases even more. And then once you your book starts landing into the top 10, top 20, top 40 of your category of book, then that sales rank becomes self-perpetuating and you start selling more. So we've seen authors that have been with Smashwords now for a year and a half that, you know, the first couple quarters they sold only a few hundred dollars worth of books. But now we've got authors who are selling tens of thousands of dollars worth of books. And so this is just starting to happen. You know,
wow.
Authors are starting to break out.
Yeah.
And you know, I should caution the viewers out there. Mm. You know, these successes are few and far between.
Of course.
We have authors that don't sell a single book. Mm. So it's really the author's responsibility to write a book that resonates with the readers, to write a quality book, to honor the reader by, you know, not publishing the book until it's fully edited and it's got a professional looking cover. And then once the book is out there, you've got to give your retailers a chance to, you know, sell it.
Mm. Just on covers, because clearly they make a difference. You know, some people say, oh, ebook covers doesn't really matter, but ebook, you know, you need to still have a good cover, right?
Yes.
Do you recommend anyone particular, or cause everyone's always asking me this? Where do I get an ebook cover design?
Well, at Smashwords, I maintain a list which is creatively called Mark's List. but it's a short list of fellow Smashwords authors who offer book cover design services.
Fantastic.
And also offer formatting.
Formatting.
So we have a number of authors who will create book covers for fellow authors starting at $35. And the most expensive, I think, is $50.
Wow.
Which is an incredible deal.
It is.
You know, I'm completely clueless when it comes to cover design. I couldn't design, you know, my way out of a wet paper bag. But these folks do some pretty good covers. The same thing with the ebook formatting.
Yes.
So the important thing for folks to understand is that, you know, a quality cover is within reach of virtually anyone. And if you can't afford $35, then, you know, find somebody who can do it for you.
Yes, absolutely. And that formatting is really important because many people say, well, I can't do an ebook because I don't understand HTML or language or whatever. But really, I mean, you have this wonderful thing, the Meat Grinder, anyway,
yes,
which helps you format, and you've got a free book on how to format, but you can also pay somebody some money to do it for you. So don't let that stop you out there. You know, must get ebooks onto Smashwords.
Yeah, don't let the fear of formatting prevent you from getting your book out there. You know, for $20, $40, $50, you can hire somebody on my list, and you know, I don't get any commission, you know, if you hire any of these people. We just offer the list as a service to the authors. But we know that if these service providers do the cover or do do the formatting for you, that your book will be accepted into the premium catalog and you can quickly get out there and start selling.
Yeah, and we should also say that it's free to publish on Smashwords, and,
right.
and you only take a cut once it's sold,
right.
and then again, you know, not very much. So again, it's a very good opportunity. You don't need very low cost of entry ebook sales, isn't it?
Right. Well, it's a zero risk proposition for the author, and that's the way I designed Smashwords. I wanted to perfectly align our interests with the interests of the author, so we don't charge fees for packages. We don't charge for anything, really. But if the book sells, then we'll take a 15% commission of the net, which only works out to about 7.5% to 10% of the retail price when it's sold through retail. So it's a very small piece.
It's very small. And one of the criticisms of Smashwords is that people don't sell as much on Smashwords as they do on the Kindle. So maybe you could just address that.
I have to laugh a little bit because you know, comparing Smashwords to Amazon is like comparing a full-grown elephant to an embryonic elephant that's the size of your thumb. You know, Amazon controls 75% or more of the ebook market. Smashwords.com, our small retail operation, is just a speck compared to Amazon. The power of Smashwords is not the sales that you're going to get at Smashwords.com. And some of our authors are doing quite well at Smashwords.com. Mm. But the real power here is the distribution that we offer to Barnes & Noble, to Apple, to Kobo, to Sony, to the Diesel eBook Store, and to the multiple other retailers that we've signed agreements with but just haven't implemented them yet. So, you know, you upload one file, you get distributed to all of these different places, we aggregate the payments for you, and then we pay you. And it's also important, you know, I do get emails from authors saying, you know, I've been selling, you know, 10, 20, 50 copies a month at Amazon for the last year, and I've been with Smashwords for a month or two and haven't sold anything. What's your problem? Well, you know, these authors need to have some patience. And I would offer them their money back, but we're not charging them anything.
Patience.
Yes.
It's important.
Patience.
Yeah. We all know that. That's important on the online world as well.
Well, yeah, give your retailers a chance to sell your book. And give your book time to develop a readership at each of these different retailers. It's been really interesting. We've had different authors break out at different retailers. And you can't always, you know, put your finger on why they broke out at one retailer and not another. So it's one of the advantages of getting out to all these retailers, including the smaller retailers. You know, you have a chance to break out at those retailers. It doesn't take a lot of sales to start climbing into their, you know, top 50, top 20, top 10 list. So if your book can become a hit at a small retailer, you can leverage that.
Now that's interesting. So just on that, on the, I guess, top list, New York Times bestselling list, you know, still print books, when are we going to have an aggregated ebook top 100 list or something like that?
Well, it's funny, I was just talking with Kate Eltham in the car as we were driving here about this. I think it's time for Smashwords to put together an aggregated bestseller list, because
Excellent.
We do have access to the data from these major retailers. So we could put together a top 100 list of the best-selling independent ebooks. I think that would be a good idea.
I think it would be an excellent idea. I think everyone would support that. I like to study these as well. It'd be nice to know, to be able to go and see, okay, what did this person do? You know, do they have a blog? Are they on Twitter? How are they actually marketing it? And
right.
to actually emulate those people, you know, best practices of successful ebook authors. I think there's a book in that.
Well, there is a book, and you know, last week I did that column for the Huffington Post on the 7 secrets to ebook publishing success. The first secret is to write a great book.
Definitely.
And it's kind of a no-brainer, but it really starts with a great book. And the second secret is to write another great book.
Yeah, and then another one.
So the best-selling authors at Smashwords have a backlist.
Yes.
So every single book that you publish, you know, you can network those books together with hyperlinks, and it becomes a net. And every time you reach a new reader with one of those books, it's a chance to market all of your other books to the other readers.
No, absolutely. And I did a post on the top you know, the top best-selling authors in the world, you know, being like James Patterson, who's got mm-hmm. millions of books
right.
now, you know,
right.
that's true of any, you know, the more books you write, the more you sell, basically. So,
yes, definitely.
Yeah, except for those few that have breakout ones. But no, that's fantastic. So before we finish, anything else that you can see? You're here to talk about the future of the book, you know. Anything else you can tell us about what's going to happen in the next couple of years?
Well, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom about publishing.
Not around here.
Well, not around here. Yes.
We're so happy and positive.
Well, okay, but
doom and gloom elsewhere.
There's doom and gloom elsewhere. I mean, you read a lot about how the traditional book publishing industry is in decline, and brick and mortar bookstores are in decline, and it's tougher to sell your book to a traditional publisher than ever before. All that's true, but I think it's really important for authors to recognize that we're on the cusp of some really dramatic, wonderful change. And thanks to ebooks and thanks to the internet, the opportunities for authors to reach readers have never been greater before. And the same is true for publishers. If publishers take the right steps, the opportunity to reach readers has just never been greater before. You know, a lot of your readers don't go to brick and mortar bookstores, but they are on the internet, and so you have an opportunity to reach readers with books. Readers that aren't even looking for books. You know, they might go to Google, and maybe, you know, they've just been diagnosed with diabetes, and they want, you know, tips on diabetes nutrition, so they'll type that in to Google, and up pops a book. They weren't even looking for a book, but there's your book, listed at Barnes & Noble or Sony or wherever. So it's just an exciting time for authors to reach readers. So, you know, we're seeing the power of publishing shifting from publishers to authors. And it's very liberating.
It is. It's a very exciting time. We're very excited here. So thank you, Mark Koga from Smashwords, and I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com.
's for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.